What? It's your boy Luke P. Sanders, and I'm super excited to be back with Luke's Crazy Journey because this episode is called Spooky Sex and Horrible Halloweens. So you already know it's going to be a good episode. So let's start off with the first segment, Spooky Sexual Experiences. Child, this had to be like 2 years ago. I don't think I shared this story on here. This had to be 2 years ago, and I had just left a strip club with somebody. And I was talking to somebody while I was there because it wasn't my type of club, my type of strip club that I was trying to be at. So I was kind of talking to somebody. So I was like, okay, I didn't have a bad feeling about going to meet up with him, but I didn't have a feeling like, okay, it's about to be like lit. You know what I mean? Sometimes you be like, okay, well, I'm bored anyway. I got time tonight anyway. So you know what I mean? It'd be like that. Cause sometimes you get vibes like, okay, it's gonna be popping, or you think it's gonna be popping, and it don't. And then sometimes you get vibes like, it might be alright, but I'm bored, so why not? You know how it is. Child, I go over there. I think he lived in one of those places to where you had to come downstairs and then go upstairs to get to the actual apartment. So we went out. I think it was on a mattress, but no judgment. Everybody got their own, you know, stuff. You gotta do what you gotta do. And I was trying to get him aroused, and he just wouldn't get aroused. And I was like, and he was falling back to sleep. I'm like, okay. I was like, are you drunk? Or like, he was like, yeah, I did have something to drink. I was like, so why did you tell me that? Why did you invite me over here knowing that you're drunk? Like, some guys, it doesn't affect them if they drink. Some guys, it does. Some guys, it depends on how much they drink. Obviously, it affected him. So I'm like, are you serious? Like, wow. But yeah, that was an experience. I think later that year, like just a few months later that year, I had a rental car because my car had got wrecked. I got in a car accident. So I was like, okay, so might as well, you know, have some fun. You know, even though I'm waiting to get my car and talking to the insurance company, it's a little tedious. I'm like, I might as well go ahead and just do something to kind of relieve my mind, relieve my stress, and do something fun with the car. So I went and picked somebody up, and we decided to mutually jerk each other off. It was okay, but like I said before, the energy was just, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, the energy was just a little off. So we did what we did. I enjoyed it. I don't know. Some people are silent. You know how it is. Which I don't. I was talking to somebody else about that. I don't enjoy the silence. Like, what we being silent for? You know what I mean? Like, that's annoying. Let me know. What you like? Let's be in it together. Let me know how you feeling. But yeah, that was that. But then, for some reason, maybe I was just the hormones after the orgasm. Maybe I just wasn't in my right mind. And you know how it is. People could actually do certain stuff either while you're doing or while you're having sex or after or any sexual experience or something like that. So he asked me to go pick up some weed. Not me personally, but to go take him to go get some. Usually I'd be like, no, that ain't smart. That ain't wise. And I was like, he ended up getting me to go ahead and do it. Child, I did it. Took him over to his friend's house, to his friend's apartment. He got it. Not even before we leave the complex, there's a cop behind us. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, see, this is why I ain't want to come. This is why I ain't want to do it. And I said a couple things like that, but most of us praying. I was like, Jesus, I was like, please, 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 please. I said, if you allow me not to get in a situation like this again, or fine, if you allow me to get out of this situation, I won't ever put myself. And there's a car. If you get me out of this situation, I won't ever put myself in a situation like this again. In the car, the cop car that was behind us, he turned off into a different part of the apartment complex. We left. Child, I was like, I can't do that. I can't fool my life like that. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to be a stereotype. Like, I was just like, thank you, Jesus. So I dropped his ass off. Yeah. Okay, and then another time, I'm looking at my notes because these are times that I didn't really talk about because either they didn't happen or, like, they kind of forget my memory. I had to go into the archives. I have to go into the, what's this thing? I had to go into the vault to get these, to remember these stories. But yeah, so this is all, listen, 2018 was just a hell of a year. So this is all 2018. So this is, like, probably, like, 3 or 4 months later. Now this situation, someone was like, don't go, but I was not in the clear head space. I was just wanted to get out of the environment that I was in. So yeah, I was like, okay, screw it. So I went, he was a little off. I think he was inebriated. He, you know, he had partaken in something. So we went over to his friend's house because he's at his sister's house, and they were there sleeping, so we couldn't really do much. So then we were supposed to go over to his friend's house and do something. And then his friend's house, he had a roommate, and they were doing stuff. And then his friend, so it was like a small space. So I'm like, his friend, we was just sitting there. I'm like, okay, so what do you expect to happen? Because I didn't sign up for a threesome. And his friend's when he was feeling me, but I wasn't feeling him like that. And then I said something. And he was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dude, use off. It was just not a good situation. It was just a lot of bad vibes. They got in an argument. I took him home. He was supposed to come out. And he was supposed to come back and get me because his sister, he was checking to see if his sister had went to work yet. Never did. And he was just a sucker for that. Yeah, and he ended up being high. I asked him repeatedly, did he have anything on him? So we wouldn't be caught. We wouldn't get in trouble. That was just a bad experience. But that let me know the kind of headspace that I was in. Sometimes you do need to see, like, sometimes it's something that somebody else does or your response or your reaction to it to see where you are, to see what you can improve on. And that let me know, like, okay, like, you need to get your stuff together. Because if you was in a clear headspace, she would have just said, no, you would have listened to your intuition. You would have listened to your gut. And you wouldn't even been in this situation. But that being said, I don't judge myself because, listen, we all have our coming of age stories. I'm still experiencing mine. But yeah, I mean, those are the parts of when you, I guess, quote unquote, dating and trying things out and being explorative. And those are the things that you run into. It ain't always peaches and herb, chutney. I was trying to say child and honey at the same time. I said chutney. But it ain't always that. You have your not so fun, weird, awkward moments. And those are definitely just a few of them. But moving on to the second segment. So the second segment is horrible Halloween experiences. So, okay. Halloween for me, I haven't really experienced a whole lot with Halloween. Just as an adult. So my first Halloween as an adult. I was actually at my first school in 2017. I worked at a haunted house. I volunteered at a haunted house, dressed up, got makeup done, everything. That was okay, but you know, with some black people, they don't like being scared. And if they are scared, they try to put off on you like, oh, you didn't scare me anyway. Oh, you're not that scared. You know how some of us could be. So it was that. Some people I did scare, which I was like, okay, I'm enjoying this a little bit too much. But it was cool, kind of having that kind of community and talking to people. And the guy next to me, I would tell him if somebody's coming so we can get prepared. And it was kind of cool because we were like in the basement. They had to make a haunted house in the basement. So it was like hot and it was just people coming in and out. So it was even more hot and we had rehearsals and it was a little much. So it was cool to have somebody to talk to. But that was fun. That was something different that I had never done. The second year after that, which would be 2018, I volunteered at a church, which was okay. But I just wanted something to do, something to get me out of a funky headspace. So that was kind of cool. It just kind of helped people get to the direction because it was like how some churches do. It's like a trunk or treat or something like that. I was just directing them to the kitchen. And then I helped to clean up a bit. And then last year, that opened me in 2019. Last year, I said, I'm doing self-care day, honey, because I don't know anybody who's throwing no parties or safe parties, okay? So I went to therapy. I went to my favorite Chinese restaurant. Or at least the one I wanted to go to that day, because I have a few. I really enjoy Chinese food. And then I went to go see, I think the Addams Family, which was pretty dope. So yeah, but this year, listen, I'm just celebrating with y'all. We doing a few days celebration. We're gonna play some games. We're gonna be celebrating the 4-year anniversary of my first series, which I don't even think I really truly have done. So I'm just gonna spend it with y'all this year, cause listen, the way Corona's got everything fucked up, I'm like, I need to do something with my life. And I'm probably gonna have a movie night on the actual day of Halloween, cause there should be a whole bunch of Halloween movies on. I don't want nothing that's scary and gory. I'm most likely gonna watch Twitches because I have to watch that every year. Because last year, I didn't see them come on Disney Channel and I was pissed. But now they're on Disney Plus, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to be able to get my fix. Plus, I think they're streaming on their own Freeform. I know they came on Freeform. But yeah, I'm excited about that. Hopefully, I can meet some popcorn and like a few little snacks here and there so I can enjoy that. But yeah, Halloween this year, because we all had our 2020 plans. This is gonna be the first year that I was 21 during Halloween, so I was about to turn up. But listen, 2020 said, no, you better turn down. So I'm going to have a good time regardless. But yeah, okay, I said all that to say, those have been my Halloween experiences as an adult. But growing up, I didn't really celebrate Halloween because I grew up in a religious household. And being around religious people isn't always bad. It's the people. Because there are some dope religious people that I've met. So I do want to say that. But I didn't celebrate Halloween like that. I think I celebrated with my aunt's church. We had a trunk or treat. A church that my mom was going to at one time, I think we did like some caramel apples. That was kind of lit. That was kind of cool. And they kind of did like a hallelujah night. But we, even then, she still didn't let us dress up, or she didn't want to buy us costumes. Child. So I've never dressed up for Halloween except for when I was working at a haunted house. So the first time I actually went trick-or-treating was with my younger cousin. And I don't know what happened. I guess my aunt kind of helped her to kind of change her mind. But we went trick-or-treating. And that was really fun. But I was kind of sad because I'm like damn near a teenager. So I missed out on that. So it's not the same, you know, because I'm like, because they're not going to want to give nobody, you know, as old as I am, or at least old as I was, no candy, you know what I mean? So yeah, but I still had a good time with that. But first time I went to a haunted house. So after that, I went to my first haunted house a couple years after that. Child, I think I already talked about it on the show, I'm not for sure. But I was not here for the shenanigans. I was not here because they started to get personal. Hey, blue shirt. Hey, this. Hey, that. No. Get me the hell out of here. I cannot do this. I will not do this. What I won't do is this. Okay? That's what it was. Wrapping up the episode for the last segment. I mean, how I want to celebrate Halloween post-corona. I just want to have a good time. I just want to really be able to enjoy it. Not think about anything religious, still cover myself with prayer, which is what I do anyway. And just have fun. Just have fun and just dress up and just be creative with costumes, be around good people with good energy, have some dope food. I don't ask for much. But I mean, that's kind of what I want. Eat fall foods and drinks, go on a hayride and go to a haunted house because I wouldn't even fucking went to children's haunted houses. Like, no. But there's still a part of me that wants to go to an adult haunted house somehow. Y'all pray my strength about that. But I still want to do that. And I would like to do some sort of hayride. Maybe I might do a children's version, since that's what I started out with Halloween. I don't know. But that's what I have on my notes, saying that that's what I want to do. But yeah, those have been my spooky sex experiences and my horrible Halloween experiences. Let me know what has been yours, because I've had, you know, I've heard some people have had similar experiences, you know, with not being able to go trick-or-treat and stuff like that because of their religious background, or not having the best sex, whether if it's around this time. Coincidentally, the guy who, with a friend, and he was acting like he was filling me in his sister's place, that was around Halloween, so that was quinky dink. But yeah, let me know. On Anchor in the voice section, let me know on our social media. Make sure you follow us at Luke CJ Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Patreon. And DM me, tag me, let me know your horrible Halloween experiences, like I was saying earlier, and your spooky sex experiences as well. And don't forget to follow your boy at Luke B. Sanders on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. And make sure you listen to Luke's Crazy Journey every Wednesday at 12 and 11 Central. Don't forget to stay woke and to spread love. What's up? It's your boy Luke P. Sanders, if you already didn't know, and here's a message from our sponsors at Buzzsprout. Following the link in the show notes lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you, gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and help support our show. We use Buzzsprout to talk to people just like you. So start with some gear that you already have in a quiet space. If you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. Say what? You'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop in other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. The team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world.